Hi, good evening. We're still in Perek Hay, getting to the end, almost at the end of Perek Hay. Kuf Pei Beis. One more interesting observation that we know about, but we take it for granted. He has a way of taking things that you take for granted and showing you that lurking in the background is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Chokhmah of the Boreh lurking in the background, things that we just take poshut. So let's have a look at what he says here. Ma'od manyen. Gam yeshachal is boin and liris oises a Chokhmah al yoyna. So too, you need to think, meditate deeply, use your bina to see the Chokhmah al yoyna, where's midas tuva yisparach. This is going to be another representation of midas tuva. Everybody agrees, everybody comes together and agrees to give value to kesef and zahav, and to trade and to buy and to sell using those currencies. There's also an effort on the part of man to try and acquire a lot of this stuff. Wouldn't have thought that. This is that you see that people all mask him on the value of kesef and zav, and that people use it for trade, and that people try and acquire it. I would never have thought that that's got something to do with the rachamim of the boireilo, or my kesher to the rachamim of the boireilo. That's just like a natural thing, no? Kadeshi asigu es kol hatsruchosom al yedei kesef v'zav. So people can acquire and attain everything they need via kesef and zav. Lemarot shehem atzmam einu mivim laodom kol toeles. Gold and silver don't bring a person too much benefit in and of their own right. Shrei misha sovel merev utzama machmas choysa mozen or mayim lo yele rav kesef vazav. Person's hungry or thirsty, needs to eat or drink. The fact that he's got lots of money in and of itself is not going to help him. He can die from hunger drowning in gold. V'heim lo yemolu es machsoiro. They don't fulfill his lacks. V'chein mi shesoivu mikayv be'echad miyavoro. Somebody who has a pain in one of his limbs. Lo yisrapel yada kesev v'zav. Gold and silver is not going to fix a broken leg. Shalom, will you close the door? Thanks. Share is roiv hatrufois markivim misha oitzrei sateva. Rak mebrikim boided in mishtamshim bekesu pozav litzache rufua. Okay, so he's talking about what rufua used to look like then. But most rufua comes from the storehouses of teva. Even the medications they make today, a lot of them are rooted in natural products. And there's very, very few recipes for refuah that require zav kesef. And there are some. Well, v'imkain mashib ne'adam luhuti machre kesef azav, that which people lust and go after money, kesef azav, hurak mitnei she'Hashem nosen lem teva lishtokek l'momen. Hashem gave them that desire for moment. K'dei she'ye lo elam kiyum, so the world should have a kiyum. Pe'la hafle v'nifla. It's something we see all the time. It's something we deal with day in and day out. But if I would have pinned this going off the money and the business world out there and the trade and everything that's going on, there's a chesodim from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It looks like a rat race, no? Corporate climbing, the whole world out there. Lord, there's a chesodim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we have to be careful not to get caught up in it for the wrong reasons. We have to know how to use these resources, this zav kesef that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. The world is only mekuyam because money moves and people are buying and selling. Without that, the world would come to a standstill. It's known that during the Great Depression, Rabbi Chanan said that what caused the Great Depression is that money stopped moving. People didn't trust each other, so people didn't lend each other money. People didn't do business. People didn't invest. When money stops, economies collapse. That's why it's called zuz. Money's called zuz because it needs to move. If it's not moving, it becomes a problem. That happened in 2008 as well in the credit crunch. People didn't trust each other. There was so little trust in the banks. Everyone trusted the banks. After they saw the banks were totally untrustworthy, So money stopped moving. It caused the world economic crisis. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this tendency to want money, to go after money, kesev, azav, whatever, is a chesed, because that's what gives the world kium, moiridik, nifledik. I never ever spotted that one on my own. Ba'achas minifloiz chochmas aboiri ha'chaluka ha'bilti shova shel ha'kesev azav bein bnei ha'odom. Another thing we wouldn't necessarily have blamed the Kodesh Baruch Hu for and taken that as one of the niflois chochmas, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give everybody kesev v'zav equally. We know that. It's a very unfair world. How does it work? There are very few people that have got a lot of money. And the rest of the world don't have that much. I don't know what the statistics are. I used to know them, like how much of the world's wealth was owned by what percentage of people. But it's like most of the world's wealth is owned by like 2 or 3% of the people in the world. That's a plea. If everybody just had lots of money, everybody was a billionaire, no one would get what they needed, because no one needs money, because everyone's got so much money, so then you wouldn't be able to get whatever you need. Why should I sit and make shoes in order to sell you shoes when I don't really need shoes because I've got enough money for whatever I need? So no one would have shoes. You wouldn't be able to get a plumber, because why would the guy come out and fix a block drain when he doesn't need money? He only comes to fix your block drain or whatever else it is because he needs money. I don't know if you've ever worked with a guy, you know, doing repairs or whatever, who doesn't have any taiva for mammon. They're impossible to work with because you can't bribe them. They don't come. I'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow he wakes up, he doesn't really feel like working, so he doesn't come. He doesn't have a taiva for mammon. Guys like that are very hard to deal with. So that's another one of the awesome chokhmahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give everybody the same amount of money. Otherwise, no one would need anybody and no one would do anything and the world would just come to a grinding halt. Look at some of the contradictions that you have with kesef and zav. Mitzadechad, the amount of the stuff is very little. There's a lot more oxygen in the world than gold. A lot more water in the world than gold. Mitzadechni efshali chushal yodam kumiyut atzumot shel kinyan ha'olam. A very little bit of gold can buy you untold. An ounce of gold today, an ounce, it's what, 20 grams, 28 grams, 30 grams, mashal gazeh, is $2,000. Be'erach, let's say. So there's not much gold in the world, but a little bit of gold goes a long way. A kilo of gold? I don't know how many ounces there are. How much is a kilo of gold? Do the cheshbon for yourself. A ton of gold? Oho. You must not buy whole countries today with that. So there's very little of it in the world, and yet it's enormously valuable. Mitzad echad am yikore erech, shere efshel asik tmurosem kol dover shebo oilom, and mitzad sheni, am chusor erech. Intrinsically, gold has no value. Diamonds, for example, don't know if we spoke about that yet. Diamonds have no intrinsic value. Diamonds became very popular and very expensive because someone who was Jewish in South Africa created a false shortage and came up with phrases like diamonds are a girl's best friend, diamonds are forever, created a cartel, created a shortage. No shortage of diamonds, and the mamash, even today there's no shortage. They're worth nothing. They have an intrinsic value, a certain industrial value. They're very hard. They have certain properties. Well, not ad kadei kach. Gold as well. What's gold's intrinsic value? Very little, and yet we see that it's enormously valuable. You can buy worlds with gold if you have enough. Because they noveya mihamachshava hatoive shebechochma el yoina. It's not a natural event. This is being driven by the Chochma El Yoina because of a tuva. It's a taiva for the world, that the world has kium. Need time to think this through and think about how that fits into bitcoins. That's Tam Narishkara, that's also Kodesh Baruch Hu giving. It's also because of the Chochma and the tuva, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that people are interested in something that doesn't exist even. Never mind, doesn't have value. Gold at least exists. You can do something with it. the cryptocurrencies don't even exist. There's nothing there. It's a clear otsum. And it's a major business. It's not like a few guys just pottering around with a few million dollars. We're talking trillions. It's a mifladika observation in the world. If somebody has a shara bechina histaklut, you'll think that it's there's a mashu, something to be understood there. Okay. After you've done all this, take 6 months and meditate on what we just did now, and then come back and think about the things you need in order to keep your goof going until you don't need it anymore. The things that your body needs in order to exist that exist in the world in plentiful, and there's things that your goof needs to exist that are very, very difficult to find. All according to how much we need them. That which you need more, you'll find is more available. Things which you can manage very well without, you don't need them. Zman musuyam. You'll find they're very hard to find if you can't find them at all, or they'll only be found at certain times. How long can you live without air? Not very long. So you can't survive without air more than sha'achas. Sha means a moment, a time, whatever that is, a while. So air is everywhere. Wherever you are, you'll find air. You made a lot of air, a lot of oxygen flying around the world. Everywhere in the world you go, yeah, when you go to America, they don't say, hey, take an oxygen bottle with you because there's places in America. I mean, it could be that they are today in certain parts of the pollution, everything. But the Ikaron, wherever you go in the world, the jungles, the mountains, the valleys, there's oxygen. Don't put your head underwater for too long. Because it's everywhere. A person also needs water, less than air. Therefore, Hashem spread it out all over the world. He also put them in places where the animals can get to, because animals also need water. No one's prevented from it. There's plenty of it. Some places more, some places less. Eretz Yisrael has its own specific issues with water because you need rain. There's a Kodesh Baruch who's in charge of Eretz Yisrael, but the rest of the world, there's water. Some places less, some places more. There's the kufas where there's droughts. There's not droughts. But the Kodesh Baruch is chishboinus, why he does what he does. But per ikaron, you need water less, so there's less of it, but there's still plentiful because you can't go too long without water either. L'chein Adam, agarim rochok me'amayim, mevim lo'isam b'kesef. Somebody who lives far away from water, he buys water with money. He used to have the water carriers. Mashain can buy beer. You don't have to buy air. That's the one thing they still haven't started taxing. It's a matter of time until they realize that they could actually tax the air we breathe. Aval, the end of the day is air, you don't have to buy air. It's everywhere. But mine any mutsuim b'mid a shovel a kol balechayim, v'lo avir motzu v'niten lasi kulam b'shovel. Tommy v'eis amida. Water is not given, everybody gets the same amount of water, the same place, the same time, but air is available to everybody. So that's also, you see that unbelievable cheshbon, that unbelievable management program that runs the world like that. Well, yesh tzorech gam ba'ochel, that we also need food, less than water and less than air. L'iskayim b'lod zman musyam v'yumtzalo tachlif. Yesh ma shezeef shari gabe avir mamayim, you can find alternatives. You can find other ways to keep yourself alive without food, water and air. There's no substitute. So that's what's much harder to get food. much more rare than water. It's also not held back from Bnei Adam. But upon these places where Hashem needs people to starve and have droughts or whatever, but Ba'ikaron, there's enough food in the world for everybody. There's things called greed and people that are hoarding food and people that are dumping tons of food into the sea in order to maintain prices. There's enough food in the world for everybody. Be'ikaron. But it's much less found and it's much harder to get. You have to plow and you have to plant and you have to, it's all kinds of story before you can eat. Water, you just have to go to the water or buy the water and drink it. Air, you don't have to do anything, you just have to breathe. And that's all cheshboned out by the Chochmei Elyona. V'chein b'man shenogeh lemalbushim ha'osim ma'ires v'tzemer v'gidul ha'adoma. And also clothes, malbushim, that are made from skins and wool and things that grow in the ground. Cotton, for example, flax, those are things that grow in the ground. Kagon pishtan v'tzemer gefen v'domeyem. Tzemer gefen is cotton. Tzemer gefen for us is cotton wool. It's the tzemer gefen, that's what they call it, because that's how it looks. When you see cotton, the way it grows, it looks like cotton wool. Ve'yesh lehem tachlif, yesem v'ashyesh le'ochel. There's substitutes for that. Get by without that stuff. More than food. L'chein ha'efshirut la'asig o'isam enu kayem es elem mizman lezman. You can't get them all the time. They're seasonal. Because the amount of time you can survive without these things, you can live much longer without wool than you can without food, than you can without water, than you can without air. The more you thing, no? You see the way the world balanced perfectly. Ulam. Very interesting, Rabbi Chanan. Based a lot on this, Rabbi Chanan says that imuna in Hashem is something you can't live without. It's impossible. Therefore, it's like oxygen. It's like air. It's everywhere. It's not something you have to go dig under the ground and go look for and spend time planting. Imuna is like breathing. It's poshut. You just look at the world. You understand. You have to be a big chochem. You just have to open your eyes and it's poshut. There's a boy roilam. The same as you have to just open your mouth and breathe. He's Madame heir to Imuna. Worth contemplating a little bit how the world's got so lost and so twisted that the most poshut thing in the world, that there's a boy ra'ilam, is completely lost to them. Okay. Let's go one further step here in this whole marechet. Ula ma'avonim ha'yakoros v'hazav ha'kesef v'shal oitzrei sateva. All the treasure things that come from nature, like valuable stones and gold and kesef, whatever. The need for those things themselves is very, very little. They bring benefits, not all the time. The only reason they have any value and any need, and we can use them because, as we mentioned above, because Bnei Adam have come to an agreement about the fact that they have value. Therefore, many, many people in the world don't have gold, they don't have silver, they don't have precious stones. They certainly have more food than they have these things. You can live without them, so therefore you don't need them, therefore they're very, very rare. Yishtabach ha-boire, ha-chochem, ha-choymel, v'ha-marachem al-avodot. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chochem, the choymel, he has chemla, and his rachamim, he has mercy on his avodot. Ashe ein hashkechosei pekucha aleim letoive bekol mashu letovosom. And his eyes are taking care and looking after and making sure that they have whatever is good for them. Ein Elokai mimoladov, there's no other force in the world other than him. Kamo she'omo Hashem le'yoina novi. Hashem says to Yoina novi, ata chosta ala kikayon, asher lo amalte bo v'lo gidalte, shebin laila ayu bin laila ovid, you were concerned, you were worried about this kikayon, this tree, this bush that I made grow that you didn't work for. You didn't grow it. It was yet today and gone tomorrow. Vani lo achus al Ninve, ha'ira gedoyla. I shouldn't have mercy on Ninve, the ira gedoyla. V'dovin ha'melech alav v'sholom omar. Toiv Hashem lakol v'rachamav al kol ma'asov. The whole Torah here. Hashem is good to everything, and his rachamim is al kol ma'asov. Rachamav al kol ma'asov. And we have a chiv to be aloch to bedrochov. Anyway, that's another story. But that's the end of Perek Hay. That's the pillar, the amud of Shara Betoch, of Shara Bechina Mamash. That's where everything is. And you can open it anywhere. Open up any paragraph and read it. You'll see there's dvarim nifloim there. Absolutely nifloim. If you want to proceed more with this, you take it out of Rav Yevdivlishir, you take out one of his books, you have a look, you see he's nifla with this, Rav Pinkus. But people who knew how to look at the world properly and Mamash take Shara Bechina to enormous extremes, okay? It's life-altering. If you just know how to look at the world and just think out of the box a little bit when you're thinking about the Boire. The world mamash impinges itself on us terribly that we don't see these miracles which are so poshut. Okay. We're going to start Bezrat Hashem Perek Vav. More practically focusing on Bechin and how to do it and what prevents us and getting into it as opposed to what we should be Boichin, but more how to be Boichin and how to avoid the things that stop us from being Boichin. Ulam ala shayla. Ma hem agoyrmim ha-moynim es ha-adam mi ha-Bechina. What are the things that cause a person not to explore his world the way he's supposed to? To be boichen, to investigate. And what are the things that flow from Bechina? When a person starts being boichen, what comes from that? What flows out of that? So first of all, what are the things that prevent us? And what are the toitzaot of Bechina? Emor, I'll tell you. All the things that prevent us from having imuna in the yichud, as we mentioned at length in Shara Yichud, all those things we mentioned in Shara Aleph, in Shara Yichud, are the same things that prevent a person from Bechina. And there's another goyrim added to those. Hagayva al toivus haboyre, hanoyves mizeh. What does that mean? The gaiva of the goodness of a Kodesh Baruch that flows from this. I don't know what that means. Shaksil hatipesh choyshev ki roihu le toivus elu. That's what it means. It means the fool thinks, hey, of course, magieli. It's due to me, these toivus. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's got to give me everything that I've got. But Magieli, you know the tzaddik I am. You know what I do for Kodesh Baruch Hu. For sure, he's going to give it to me. That's what he means by Hagayva al Tovus Haboyre. Hashem's goymel chozen. You get it for nothing. You get it for free. You get it for chinam. Chen is chinam. Loshen chinam. Ata chonein la Adam das. You choinen, you give it to me for free. Anilo magieli klum. I didn't do anything for it. But these fools, he calls them, achsila tipesh, that they think, no, it's magieli, it's fitting for me. Vafla tovus hanosefes, and even more. Velo mitboinen betovus elokim, therefore he doesn't meditate on the goodness of Hashem. Veinu mechayeves atzmo leshabach lohides leboir alem. He also doesn't obligate himself to praise and thank Hashem for everything he's doing for him. It's a despicable thing, this person who's goyva lev. Yeah, really, of course. Did you notice you got eyes? You know, you have a multi-million-dollar camera in your head that you didn't pay for? It's an awesome creature. Of course I have eyes. Really? So that's okay. That's the things that prevent a person from being Isaac in we'll come back, we'll see some of the other things. He mentions him in the Leif Tovia. Maybe we'll just summarize him quickly. He brings down five things. The fifth one is the one we just mentioned. The other four, what he mentioned in Shari Yichud, he's going to discuss them at length, but maybe let's just mention them as we finish here tonight. The first one is a Shituf Shel Avodah Zorah, or Kavona Zorah El Avodas Hashem. Either he's making a Shutuf with Avodah Zorah, or he has has an extra Kavona, his Avodas Hashem. He's not doing it for Hashem, he's got other reasons why he's doing it. The second one is Radifa Echehev La Olam Hazeh. The second reason is because he's so busy running after the nonsense, the emptiness, the vanity of this world. The third one is a Heldel B'Tovus Hashem Mikatnusay. We're just used to it. You were born with it and you've got it and you've just got used to it. It's habit. And the fourth one is HaKishloinus Sheyesh La'odam HaGoymiloli Yoyz Kfut Tovel Hashem. The failures that a person has in his life, the difficulties, the sufferings a person has in his life, causes him to be koifet toiv instead of makit toiv. And the fifth one we mentioned is this thing called gaiva. Mitzvah Shem, we'll go into them and we'll look at these at more length. Maybe we'll just start with the other aspect he mentioned, that is the things that flow out of Bechina. There's two things that flow out of Bechina, so maybe let's deal with that. There's the things that prevent Bechina, which needs more study. And then there's things that flow out of Bechina. So maybe we'll just do that paragraph. We've got two more minutes. We'll finish with that. Vadvarim hanoivim mea Bechina hai. The things that come out, consequences, benefits of whatever Bechina are. Sheyovina adam es hatoivis shelokim meitiv loy. You start understanding all the goodness that Hashem's doing for you. It's not enough to just go, wow, I've got so much HaKadosh Baruch Hu to thank you, Hashem, it's gavaldik, I understand it, it's brilliant, it's genius, you're so wonderful. There's another step he's just mentioned here, and we're going to discuss it at length, and that's the whole of Shaar Avodas Elokim. That's the Shaar that comes off the Shaar Bechina, because it's a natural consequence based on what we're saying here, is that v'yikabel al atzmoy t'murosom, you'll makabel on yourself, in accordance to the goodness that Hashem is doing for you, avodaisi yisparach. Those two go hand in hand. A makir the toiv that Hashem does for me, and that mechayevs me, meshabeds me to be oved Hashem. Usheyosim leiv tomid lechochmas abayra haniris mehabruim. And he will pay attention constantly to the chochma the boyra that he sees in the bruim. Velo yechdal milachshov bo. That's the second one. He won't hold himself back. He won't be negligent in thinking and in investigating all the things that he attains and all the senses and all the seichel that he has. He won't stop seeing every day all the different new simonim of the chokhmah the boyer in the world. Every day you see new things. Every day, what does he say here in the Yom Levi? Every day, every added day you're in the world, there's more and more and more and more of the Chochmah and Niflos of the Bayer for you to see in the world. That's how he explains it here in the Pischei Leif. So those are the two things that are noveya from being boichid. You'll first understand and you'll recognize and you'll meshabed yourself more to avoid a Hashem. And also you'll be paying attention and seeing each day new wondrous chidushim in the world of the chokhmah the boir in the world. It's a different kind of a lifestyle. Okay. The first one, that you'll meshabed yourself because of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the whole of Shaar Avodas Elokim, which comes after this, and then Shaar Betochen comes after that, because he says the thing you need more than anything else in order to be Eved Hashem is Betochen. So Bechina is a goyrem for Avodas Hashem. Betochen is what you need in order to be Eved Hashem, because without Betochen you can't be Eved Hashem. Let's say he ties the two together, the three together, actually. Okay, to be continued, Bezrat Hashem. Next week is, we're still around next week. The week after, we're not going to be able to. We'll have to see. It's going to be a rough week. I'm not in a bad way. It's just not too many free days. Okay, but next week, we should still be good to go. Okay, Rabbi Sa, take good care. Yonatan, Shimi, be blessed.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Shimi, you'll keep me posted on what we spoke about, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Habe'at Slocha.
Keep well. Thank you.
Yonatan, be good, Boyki.